Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. I am your host, Nkululeko Ngewu, and this is The Presser. Well, on Saturday night, Kaizer Chiefs played against SuperSport United in an encounter that needed at least a 1-1 draw or a win from Kaizer Chiefs' side for them to progress in that game. Unfortunately, and again, it was Bradley Grobler. Deja vu, he scored 2 goals in the first leg, he scored 1 goal in the second leg, assisting or helping his side win the game 1-0 and the tie 3-2 on aggregate. That being said, that means now in the final, SuperSport United will take on Cape Town City in the repeat of last year's MTN 8 final. That means the Chiefs are dumped out of this final, and there goes another opportunity begging for them to win a trophy. Let's start off with Kaetano Tembo and his impression on the game.
It was a distance, really wide distances. We had to correct that. Dealing with the front and back, you know, space, we had to do that and, you know, be a little bit more compact and narrow. And we did that very well, and we tried and we released. When we had to release our defense, we were synchronized today in terms of our movements, in terms of our communication as well. I think we did everything at the right time, which we didn't do, you know, in the first leg, where you see that our lines were a little bit skewed, you know, we were crisscrossed, so they could take advantage of the spaces which we create. But today we were a little bit more compact, and we moved together. When we slide, we're sliding together. When we tracked together and then released at the right time as well.
There was an impression that Kaizer Chiefs playing two defensive midfielders meant that they were happy to defend the 2-0 draw which they got from the first leg. What did the coach make of Chiefs' starting lineup?
First question, I think when I saw the Chiefs lineup, I knew that, you know, they wanted to protect, you know, their 2-goal, you know, advantage. And we know Billiard, you know, he's very mobile. And he doesn't really stay wide because, you know, he plays more with the Ofeiro. And we knew that Zuma would be on the right. But it was going to be a little bit easy because when they were playing together closer, when he played closer to Castro, it was very difficult because it worried us because any high ball, they would play combinations. You know, whether it's a flick, the second ball, Billiard was always the first one to get it. And they would play, you know, 1-2 combinations together, just the two of them. But today they were looked more, you know, spread, so it was easy for us to cover that distance. So yeah, I thought, you know, their tactics, you know, suited us, you know, today.
Having scored an aggregate of 3 goals in the tie, Kaetano Tembo pays tribute to his striker, who is in hot form, Bradley Grobler.
The second one about Bradley. I think Bradley is a typical number 9 for us. And we missed him a lot in terms of our, you know, attacking structure, in terms of our play. Because he's one player who can hold, you know, the ball, you can find, you know, spaces, you can bring other players, you know, into play as well, and he's a great finisher. So you can start seeing when he's fit, you can see the quality. And we really missed him because he's one player who can, you know, make us tick. He helps in terms of our attacking structure because he's got the technique, and he's also a player who moves into right areas, and we really missed him. And the third one about who we want, I think that one is out of our hands. What's important for us is to wish whoever wins tomorrow, to wish everyone who's playing tomorrow the best of luck, and we're ready for anyone.
SuperSport United struggled a lot last season in the league, barely surviving the drop. Coach Tembo sounds happy with his side's progress so far this season.
Last season, you know, we had a very difficult, you know, period. And for them, you know, to start the season like this and get into the final, I think it's quite an achievement. But at the same time, we haven't won anything. I think that's very important for us to realize that we have a long season to go. So this getting to the final, I think it will be our 8th game of the season. And probably the first, you know, competition of about trophies to come, so it's still a long way to go.
Here's Kaizer Chiefs coach Giovanni Solinas reflecting on the game that was.
We not play very well. You know, our performance in the first half is not positive. But second half, the boys fighting, the boys play much better. We create the chance to score. We concede the goal, this is the problem. But in the second half, I am happy for the performance, because in my opinion, the second half, the performance, the boys is good.
The Italian mentor gives an update on how far Lebogang Manyama is from making his Chiefs debut, and he also defends his starting 11, which was perceived to be very defensive.
The best 11 for this game is the best 11. After we have the very important players is out, like Lebo Manyama. We have Dax. We have the important player also can help us for improve. So in my opinion, when Lebo Manyama is the fitness is okay, when he's come Lebo Manyama, in my opinion, we have a good opportunity for improve offensively. Okay, so the best 11 is for this game, because in every game we try put the best 11. Okay, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. This is football. Okay, but I repeat, first half I am not happy. The first half. By second half, the boys put the effort and the boys perform in the second half.
And as he has done over the past few matches, Solinas asks for more time to improve the Amakhosi.
Me, I am here 1 month and a half. I don't have the magic stick. We need to work hard. We need time. I am happy with the boys because in my opinion, in the future, this team can give the satisfaction. Okay. Yes, now is a disappointment because we lost this game and we lost also the opportunity for this cup. We lost the opportunity to win a trophy. But in future, when with the time, I think we have the we can improve. In my opinion, yes, we need improve. But I am confident. So disappointed for the result, but I believe in this team.
That's not all we have for you folks. So on Tuesday, the 28th of August, Ajax Cape Town took on Cape Umoya United in the National First Division fixture that looked quite unfamiliar because both sides came from the Premier Soccer League as APSA Premiership. Mohsin Etugral was pitted against coach Roger Dessau. The game itself, well, it was uneventful. Really nothing much happened. But the turnout from the few fans wasn't all that bad. It ended 0-0. Mohsin Etugral was livid. Roger wasn't too disappointed. Here's what the coaches had to say after the game.
I think, not making excuses, but I mean, we haven't played on a pitch like this the whole pre-season. So it was a little bit different. A lot of guys that were slipping on, especially in the first half. But I think, you know, if we get a few more games here and a few more training sessions on a decent pitch, we can get better. I thought we had a couple of off chances. We could have won the game, and I thought they could have won the game. So probably in the end, I haven't watched the game on video, but probably a fair result at the end. I think both teams had a go and the legs were starting to go at the end, so the mistakes were creeping in. But overall, I think in a good spirit, was okay. It wasn't sort of an electrifying game, but early on in the season was okay.
You think there was a lot of caution on both sides?
Yes, but there were good chances too. I think there was caution, of course. I think everybody knows, I think we know each other pretty well, and sort of killed each other out as the game went. But we still had chances. I thought they had, you know, one or two decent chances, and we had a couple of near misses too. You know, I thought the one now at the end with that cross that we all missed, and Nathan's headers at the end, you know, it could have gone either way. So I suppose it was one of those that the soccer gods decided to keep it fair, maybe.
The work, what we're doing during the session and what they do and the outcome, these are two different pair shoes. It's day and night. And training session, very good. Outside, doesn't happen. But I think it was only one threat here, it's Nate Impulso. And there was no other threat at all. And it was ourselves. We played against ourselves. That was the whole thing to say. So it was cool. Ajax against Ajax today. Not Ajax against whatever they call. The name's been called, so sorry. But, it was Ajax against Ajax, for my opinion, and it disappoints me in the end. I mean, we had, I think, two clear chances. One should be done from them. So I'm obviously very disappointed, I must say that.
And obviously, it is an away game, but you show the caution.
No, we need to have 6 points today, and that is what we want to target. And it comes to the field day. This match temperament, getting into that, what they do day in, day out, but training session is not.
Thank you very much for listening to The Presser. I am your host, Nkululeko Nkeo, and as always, we appreciate having you on the show. And look out for the Sokola Duma newspaper for only 3 rand 90. We have a special guest from Kaizer Chiefs interviewed this time around. Look out for it.
Sokola Duma Radio. Sokola Duma Radio.